You're invited to our Rome pilgrimage in November. See the description for a link with details and registration. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Veni Creator Spiritus, mentes tuorum visita, implee super nacratia, quae tu creasti pectora, qui diceris Paraclitus, Donum Dei Altissimi, fons vivus ignis caritas, et spiritualis unctio. Tu septi formis munere, dextre Dei tui digitus, turite promissum patris, sermone ditans gutura. Accende lumen sensibus, infunde amorem cordibus, infirma nostri corporis, virtute firmans perpeti. Hostem repellas longius, pacemque dones protinus, ductore sic te previo, vitemus omne noxium. Per te sciamus da patrem, noscamus atque filium, te utriusque spiritum, credamus omni tempore. Amen.
Your sorrow will be turned into joy. Alleluia. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Your sorrow will be turned into joy. Alleluia. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Alleluia. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your early arising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Alleluia. From him, through him, and in him all things exist. Glory to him forever. Alleluia. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. From him, through him, and in him all things exist. Glory to him forever. Alleluia.
Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much dawned on man, what God has prepared for those who love him. Yet God has revealed this wisdom to us through the Spirit. The Spirit scrutinizes all matters, even the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
He will teach you all things.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Christ will baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation, he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Christ will baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. In company with the apostles and all who have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, let us praise God and say, Lord, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you raised Christ to glory in heaven. May all mankind recognize his presence in the church. All Holy Father, you said of Christ, this is my beloved Son, hear him. Grant that all may hear his voice and be saved. Send your Spirit into the hearts of your faithful people as cleansing water and refreshing rain. Send your Spirit to guide the course of nature and renew life over the face of the earth. We commend to your care all who have died and ask you to strengthen our hope in the resurrection to come. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Graciously grant to your church, O merciful God, that gathered by the Holy Spirit, she may be devoted to you with all her heart and united in purity of intent. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut in efficiamur promissionibus Christi.
Thank you for praying with us. We've been praying a Pentecost novena for the Holy Father and for our November 16th to 24th pilgrimage. Teaming up with Verso Ministries, we have mapped out 8 days of beautiful liturgies in the most beautiful churches in the world. Join us in Rome for the prayer, for the sights, for the chant, for our new Pope Leo XIV, and of course, for the pasta. Check the link in the description for more information and to register today. And don't forget to pray for the Holy Father. God bless.